Hello and welcome to evening prayer on Friday the 20th of November. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. Now, as darkness is falling, wash away our transgressions, cleanse us by your refining fire, and make us temples of your Holy Spirit, by the light of Christ. Dispel the darkness of our hearts, and make us ready to enter your kingdom, where songs of praise forever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 77. The refrain reads, "In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord." I cry aloud to God. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. By night my hand is stretched out and does not tire. My soul refuses comfort. I think upon God and I groan. I ponder and my spirit faints. You will not let my eyelids close. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. I consider the days of old. I remember the years long past. I commune with my heart in the night. My spirit searches for understanding. Will the Lord cast us off forever? Will he no more show us his favour? Has his loving mercy clean gone forever? Has his promise come to an end forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he shut up his compassion in displeasure? And I said, "My grief is this, that the right hand of the Most High has lost its strength. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. I will remember the works of the Lord and call to mind your wonders of old time. I will meditate on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who worked wonders and declared your power among the peoples. With a mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies thundered, your arrows flashed on every side. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lit up the ground. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea, and your paths in the great waters. But your footsteps were not known. You led your people like sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron. In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. God our shepherd, you led us and saved us in times of old. Do not forget your people in their troubles, but raise up your power to sustain the poor and helpless, for the honour of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. A traditional bedtime prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. May God guard me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Amen. A Bedtime Prayer by Bruce Prewer. Loving God, as we go to our rest, renew not only our tired bodies, but also the hidden depths of our complex being, where hope and compassion, faith, wisdom and love are made and nurtured. Let us rise tomorrow, rejuvenated and eager. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.